The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Brad Pollock in studio today with Bob Leonard. We're here to talk to you about important legal topics that come up in your life. We are personal injury lawyers. We're a law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been together since 1984 throughout the Denver metropolitan area, handling personal injury cases and cases where consumers and people have been injured. We have been together as Bell and Pollock all that time. We practice in the Denver metropolitan area throughout the state of Colorado. We're here to handle your personal injury cases. And usually, every week, we talk about personal injury cases. That's our norm. That's what we want to talk about, personal injury topics, important topics for you to know about. We also will handle your workers' compensation cases in the state of Colorado throughout the whole Denver metropolitan area into the state of Colorado. We have offices in Steamboat and in Denver, so we can handle your cases throughout. But sometimes we have to take a little break from the norm, and the reason we take a break from the norm is to be able to address topics that we think will be important to listeners that they need to know about. However, we are the people who will give you a legal game plan. We are champions of the people. If you need to talk to us, you call us at 303-795-5900, or you can get on the internet and you can reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. Any one of those ways you can get a hold of us. If you get onto our website, you're going to find it's an interactive website. We have articles. We have information. We've been giving people information and educating the public for the last 15 years on radio shows just like this, where we get on the radio show and we talk to you about how your cases are handled and what needs to go on in your cases. So you know what's happening. So you know what your case should be about. Now, does that mean you can handle your case? Probably not a good idea. On a personal injury case, you usually want your lawyer to be there. And Bob, you know, when we start talking about what's the difference between having a lawyer for your personal injury case and not, I think a lot of people would say, well, the main difference they see is they got to pay the lawyer where they don't have to if they don't get the lawyer. But there's some nuances to this stuff.
You know, Brad, we've been working with insurance companies. We read insurance policies, and we know the nuances of the ins and outs of how the insurance adjusters value and rate your case. You really do need an attorney in most cases, just because we have the experience, we have the knowledge that you may not have.
And I'd say it's less than 0.1% that you can get more money than we can. We're going to get you more money. You're going to end out with more money even after you pay the lawyers. It's something you want to do. You want to get a hold of us. Now, there is something that, you know, we see advertising now where a lot of lawyers are saying, well, you know, you got to call us in the middle of the night, and you got to call us immediately when the crash happens, and you got to call us, if it's at 2:00 in the morning, make sure you call us so we can get right on your case because evidence is going to be lost. Well, you know, if you haven't called somebody and you've been in an injury accident, or if you've been hurt by the negligence of another, don't think your case is lost just because you haven't called somebody.
There's another thing, Brad, is we will take over. We'll be for you and your case. You know, a lot of times people just don't want to hassle with working with adjusters, or maybe they aren't in the mindset to be able to negotiate with an adjuster. We'll become your agent. We'll be working for you to get the best result, both monetarily and also a lot of times strategically. We're there to help you find the right doctors that you may not be able to find yourself. We're going to give you a legal game plan.
And that's exactly right. We're going to give you a legal game plan, and that legal game plan counts. Now, it counts on how you're going to approach your case. Now, is it good to contact us when you've been hurt within a short time after you've been hurt so we can put together a legal game plan? Should you talk to us before you talk to the adjuster? Yes. Should you talk to us before you give the adjuster all the releases and all the medical information, Bob? There's no doubt you should talk to us first.
The one thing you don't want to do is sign paperwork and give the adjuster the right to start investigating your medical history, your driving history, all those things that they don't really need or eventually could be used against you. If you hire an attorney, hire Bell and Pollock, and part of our legal game plan, we're going to be identifying the information we can release, the information we need to get. We're going to help you find the proper medical care. There's all those things, the nuances of handling a case that you're not going to be able to do by yourself.
Now, this all starts with listening to us now and understanding you don't have to call us at midnight tonight. We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call us. You get an answering service. We'll put you in touch with a lawyer, have a lawyer contact you. All you have to do is call 303-795-5900. If you have any kind of questions or if you've been injured, just give us a call. We will get a lawyer calling you back if it's after hours. The answering service answers the phone just like on all the other law firms, and we will get on your case right away. But I don't want you to think all is lost if you didn't call from the scene of the accident, if you didn't call immediately. But what is important is that you listen to our shows where we try and talk to you about what you need to do, how you want to approach this, how you get prepared for an accident, how you get prepared for that crash that's going to occur. Because that's the important part, knowing how to be prepared. We give out packets that you can keep in your car that tells you what to do in the event of a crash. You can have it right there in your car. It's a little envelope that not only has a number of different sections to it, but it also has the ability for you to be able to keep your registration in it, your insurance papers in it. It sits right there so you can have everything in one spot. You can look at that. You can call us. We'll talk to you. And if you haven't done that and you've been injured as a result of the negligence of another, if you're sitting there saying, I've got some problems and I'm not getting anywhere talking to the insurance adjuster, give us a call. One of the things that's important is your insurance, your own protection on your own insurance. And we've talked about this many times about making sure you have underinsured motorist coverage and making sure you have uninsured motorist coverage and making sure you have MedPay.
Well, you know, Brad, I think part of our job is to, through our radio show, through people calling in and answering questions, through our blog, we have a duty to try to educate the public on how they protect themselves and to go through life in the day-to-day process. And whether it's driving a car, whether it's owning a house, what do you do when you get in a situation where you have a loss, either a car accident or a weather-related loss? And that's something that's, you know, especially now this time of the year with hail and the rains and rain and monsoon season. And I mean, I don't know if you read the paper last week, but there were floods in parts of Denver. One was killed in her basement. You know, we're getting at the time of the year where people will have losses in property as well as automobile losses.
And that's what we want to talk to you about for a few minutes here and maybe for the remainder of the show. And like I said, we're personal injury lawyers, and we want to help you through your personal injury case, and we want to help you through your crash, through your premises liability, through your injuries as a result of the negligence of another. But we can also help you. We can also help you. We have some lawyers that will deal with the case in the event you're having trouble getting your home repaired from the terrible hailstorms and from terrible storms we've had. And this is no small matter. We've had cases. The insurance company gets contacted from a hailstorm. They come out and they look at it with their adjuster. The adjuster tells the homeowner there's $2,000 worth of damage. I mean this, literally. The adjuster told the homeowner there was $2,000 worth of damage, the adjuster that the insurance company sent out. If that homeowner would have stopped there, that's all the homeowner would have gotten. We took a look at it. We took a look at it, and the homeowner came to us because people all around him in his neighborhood were getting their houses fixed. And they said, well, you just didn't happen to get hit as bad from the hail. What we found out was the damage was well over $100,000. But you had to get the right people out. You had to get them out to take a look at the house. You had to get them out to take a look at the problems and make the appropriate claim for the homeowner.
You know, Brad, I had a situation where the same thing. There was a smaller neighborhood up north part of Denver near Golden. A big storm came through, and they denied the claim. They said the hail bounced over your house. Well, when you have this situation with 300 or 400 houses in a subdivision, you're getting new roofs, they're being compensated for, you know, broken windows and paint and dents in the garage door and decks that have been ruined by the hail. And the adjuster says, we don't think you had any damage. How can that possibly be possible? We need to help. That's how we can help you. But I think it all starts with the proper insurance. Is that right, Brad?
That's correct. And the thing is if you call us, if you're having trouble getting your home taken care of, getting adjusting done, getting the work done, give us a call. We're going to talk to you. We're going to discuss the situation with you. We'll get you to the right people to make sure you're taken care of. This is something we want to make sure because you need to get your home properly taken care of. But we talk about insurance. We talk about the types of insurance you need. We talk about what is covered and what isn't covered. And normally people don't start to look at their insurance policy until they have the injury, until they have the crash, until they fall, until they have the premises liability situation, until the hail comes down. That's when they start looking at their policy. And it's important that you know what your policy states, because now we're talking about it after the fact from the hailstorms. But that, you know, Colorado has hailstorms on a regular basis, folks. Colorado has windstorms on a regular basis. So it's going to be important you take a look at these policies, and that's what we're going to talk about in the next segment. We're going to talk somewhat about the kind of homeowners policies you can get. We're going to mix in some personal injury policies and some car policies on it, and we're going to get you informed and get you educated so you know what's going on. This is going to be an important segment coming up. I want to make sure you're ready to go. This is going to be something that you're going to be able to apply right now to get ready for the future. So hold on with us, and you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. What happens if you're hit by a driver that does not have any insurance? They said, I'm sorry, my insurance expired last month. I'm sorry, I never got any insurance. Or better yet, I've seen it happen. Here's my insurance card, but when you call the company, they said it expired 3 months ago. They have no insurance. What do you do? Where do you go? I'll tell you right now. You need to go to your own car insurance policy, the UM coverage. UM stands for uninsured motorist coverage. Make it as high as you can get it right now. Because if you're hit by a driver with no insurance, this is where you go to recover for your injuries and losses. Gary Bell, Bell & Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell & Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell & Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in the studio today. Gary Bell is out of town, but we're here to talk to you about the insurance products and the way to protect yourself in the event of an injury, in the event of damage to your home, and what you need to know. So let's start with the topic that we talk to you every single week about in one form or another as personal injury lawyers, and that's your insurance coverage. Do you have insurance coverage for your injury, for your car accident, for your car crash? And once again, I don't like to tell war stories, but, you know, we had a case. I have a case where we had four people in the car, a family of four people, and they were crashed into by a person. The person crashed into them and hurt them. The four people, they did not have uninsured and underinsured motorists. The person who hit them had $100,000 in coverage. We've collected all $100,000. We've got the $100,000 for them. But it doesn't compensate these people for their medical bills. Their medical bills that they've got are actually somewhere around $70,000 to $80,000. When we get through paying the medical bills, they're not going to have anything. There's nothing for them. And they did not have uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage. They did not have MedPay. So they have nothing that's going to include the money. Now, forgive me all the agents out there who are listening, but I blame this a lot of time on agents. because I hear agents all the time talking about how they can get it cheaper if they get rid of these coverages.
You know, Brad, we have people coming in saying, oh, I got full coverage. I have full coverage. When they find out that the only insurance they have is liability. And, you know, there's certain companies that sell cheaper policies, tell people they have full coverage. In reality, they just have liability, no uninsured motorist coverage, no med pay. I mean, I had a situation that came up a couple weeks ago. Five cars involved in an accident near Colorado Springs. My client had no uninsured motorist coverage. It was only $25,000 be spread amongst five different people that were injured. What is she going to do?
It's not enough. It won't be enough. And that's when the other side has 100,000. Think about your coverages. And once again, you see on TV all the time, I got 500,000, got a million, got this much, got that much. Think about your coverage and think what most people have. They don't have that kind of coverage. It's very rare. If you don't protect yourself, the chances are other people won't. We've talked about it before. Over 25% of the people driving out there don't have insurance. Or have a very minimal insurance. Now, for those of you who can only afford the basic coverage, that's fantastic. Please make sure you have it. But for those of you who can get more coverage, get it. This is important. And don't skimp on the very important part of protecting yourself. And agents, to the extent you're hearing this, please talk to your insurers if they're deciding to give up med pay or if they're deciding to give up uninsured motorist coverage or underinsured motorist coverage. Let them understand how important it is and how really inexpensive it is. It's not that expensive. Now, we talked about the storms earlier, and we talked about what kind of coverage you have for your home. And that's another situation. Do you have coverage for your home if your home has been damaged? When a hailstorm comes, it damages a lot more than just your roof. It damages your doors. It damages your garage doors. It damages your fence. It damages your patio furniture. It damages your windows. It damages the seals around your windows and the wood around your windows. The hail beats up everything it comes in contact with. And when you're a homeowner, you've got to have an idea what your homeowner's insurance is. Have you looked at the policy? And do you know what the policy should say?
Well, you know, another thing, Brad, because the value of houses have increased so much dramatically in Colorado, the replacement value of house has probably gone up. If you haven't looked at a policy in the last 2 or 3 years, that, you know, your house could be worth $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, and you may not even have enough coverage because you failed to keep up with inflation, keep up with the price of the house is going up. The replacement value of your house is much more than it was a couple years ago because, you know, there's a limited number of people available to do the work, materials cost more. And, you know, unless you've read your policy recently, you could be stuck hanging out there with a large bill and not being able to pay for it.
And that's exactly right. Now, when you get your policy, if you have your policy, pull it out. See. And if you've had damage to your property, look at it. And we're going to talk next segment, in the next couple segments, about how you want to approach that damage. But first of all, just pull out your policy. And your policy should have what's called a declaration page and then an insuring agreement. And in that declaration page and insuring agreement, it should tell you what your coverage is. It's going to give you an idea of what your coverage is. Now, those of you who rent, this is a different story. But remember, renters, you get insurance to cover your property within the place you rent to make sure that's covered. Window breaks, water comes in through a window. It damages some of your property. It fills up your basement. Question whether that's going to be a flooding or storm damage, you know, a pipe breaks. You want to make sure you have coverage. But also, those of you who are homeowners and have property, commercial property owners also, you want to take a look at that declaration page and see what your insuring agreement is. See what kind of protection it gives you. Is it giving you protection for all your different items? Because what are the items you want to make sure it gives you protection on? And there's a list of items that you want to make sure it gives you protection on. And those items start with the dwelling itself. You want to make sure the dwelling's covered. Then you've got other areas. For instance, not just the dwelling, but you're going to have things like personal property. And you're going to have personal property and personal liability. You want to make sure those things are covered. You want to make sure you're going to be able to get things taken care of if they've been damaged. So when we start talking about, to begin with, the personal property, Bob, you know, when the hailstorm comes, it's just not selective to your house. It's going to get some of the personal property you've got out there in your backyard.
You know, they split the policy is split generally between the dwelling itself. That'd be like the buildings, you know, let's say you had a fire or flood and damaged the actual structure, and your personal property. That'd be everything you own inside the house. It could be your furniture. It could be pictures on the wall. It could be antiques. It could be, you know, jewelry, the personal things. But some things like jewelry, of course, you may need a different writer. We'll talk about that later. But you need to understand that your policy has two parts, one for your property and one for your personal property, like the stuff inside the house. So the dwelling is separate from the personal property.
And as Bob said, the deductibles might be different. We are going to be talking about, when you talk to the insurance adjuster, you're going to be talking about what kind of coverages you have. Pull out your policy. If you don't have that in your policy now, go get it, because another storm's coming. Go get it and get yourself protected. In a storm like this, normally what you've got to worry about is your dwelling and your personal property. That's what's been damaged. That's what you want to make sure you're going to get a fair coverage for. Find out what that coverage is, how much it is. You're also going to find things that are going to be called policies, the HO3 policy. It's a special form 3 HO3 policy. And that's the normal type of homeowner occupied dwelling coverage you're going to get. It covers unscheduled personal property, and it also covers your house itself. And that's going to be an important type of coverage that most basic policies you have are going to be there. Now, you might say, well, what are the other kinds of policies? And if we get time, we'll come to them and we'll talk about them. But because there are actually 8 types of homeowners insurance policies, those a lot of times need to be explained to you so you know what they're all about and you have an understanding of what they're about. Take a look at them. Try and get an understanding of what those different basic forms cover and what they're about. Talk to your insurance agent. Find out what they cover, because you want to make sure you have coverage. You know, Bob, a lot of people think they automatically have flood coverage on their insurance.
You know, Brad, unless you buy, your normal policy doesn't have flood insurance. In fact, there's special programs for flood insurance. You have to buy that separately, and you have to buy a special flood policy. If you live someplace and you don't have the flood insurance, you could find out very quickly that you had the flood, water came into your house from outside. You probably are not covered unless you have a special policy for floods. Most policies in Colorado, people probably don't carry flood insurance.
So, you know, and most people don't think they need it. Oh, how often do things flood in Colorado? Well, let me ask you. These last storms where we had the person who died in the unfortunate situation in Englewood, right down in Englewood. What's a flood versus hail damage or a storm damage or versus water damage? How is it going to be defined when the water comes pouring in and fills your basement to 6 inches or a foot deep? Is it going to be defined as a flood or is it going to be defined as water damage, Bob?
Groundwater. Surface water coming into your house from outside will be a flood. A pipe breaking your house, not considered a flood, might be covered. But what we had last week with the heavy rains and the heavy hail, that was a flood, Brad. And that probably most people probably not going to have insurance to cover their losses after that major flood that occurred last week.
Amazingly enough. So stop and think about it. Now, the hail that beat up on the roof and beat up on the sides of your house and beat up on your fence and beat up on your property, that's going to get covered. But the water that came in, that came down along with that hail and filled your basement and flooded out and ruined all the walls that you had and ruined all the sheetrock you have on your walls and ruined the carpet and ruined the tile and ruined the wood floors and caused all the damage to the property in there, that's a different story. That your agent or your adjuster may very well look and say, hey, that's flood damage. We don't cover flood damage. We're going to talk to you about these coverages and what's available for you, how to make your claim in the next couple segments. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are personal injury lawyers. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, give us a call, 303-795-5900, or contact us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.